These are the Barah Ministries announcements for July 30th, 2017. Prayers continue for Christina Rawls this Tuesday. August 8th, she'll get the results of her scans, and she'll be seeing the doctor in Great Britain. So keep her in your prayers, and let's hope that the results come out just the way we expect them to. Success! The Coeur d'Alene Bible Conference was held, yeah. The 7th Coeur d'Alene Bible Conference was held successfully on August 4th and 5th in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Just got back today, and we had a grand old time. By far the best Ask the Pastor session I've been involved with in a really long time. It had just the right combination of phenomenal questions, but also a lot of laughter. We were laughing hysterically during the whole thing, and I just loved everything. So John and Monica, thank you for always hosting a great conference, and we look forward to the next one next year. Debbie, you and your family need to come up to Coeur d'Alene with us next year, so start planning now. Tom, come on up. Heather?
What?
Scott? So let's all go up there next year and have a blast. Plan a week-long celebration up in Coeur d'Alene. That'd be fun. It's a great place to go. But thanks, John and Monica, for the dinners and the frivolity and for assembling a group of people who are really interested in hearing the Word of God. Mark your calendars next week. The Lord's Supper celebration will happen. That'll be August 13th. And in September, Deacon Denny's going to give you a Lord's Supper celebration. I'm warning you way in advance, Deacon Denny, so a week and a month in advance. I think it's about time for you to dust off, to put a bottom on your suit. And nobody knows that, you know, you have shorts on underneath that jacket and shirt. Hopefully, yeah, hopefully. But yeah, I think it's your turn to do something like that. And mark your calendars. The Michigan Conference is coming up September 15th and 16th in Utica. Is it Utica, Michigan? Yeah, so that should be fun. And happy birthday to my old friend Steve Morris. He doesn't listen to us anymore now that we are not doing systematic theology. He really enjoyed criticizing systematic theology, so he would listen to the lessons just to criticize them, but now he doesn't listen to us anymore. But I'm going to wish him a happy birthday anyway, because I love him. Steve is a comedian on cruise ships, and he's actually got a cruise coming up in January that's just his cruise, so that should be fun. I've been badgering him to come and do a lesson, and one of these days he'll take me up on it. So, great guy. All right, so those are the... Oh, I promised you that I would tell you what happened in the deacons' meeting, but with the tight time frame of flying back and all that, I decided to put that off until next week, and Debbie was barking about it. So what, Debbie? Where is that thing you promised last week from the deacons' meeting?
Oops.
I didn't think anybody was looking. So I'm glad somebody noticed. All right, so that's the those are the announcements for, what's the date? August what? August 6th. Is that what the, did the opening slide say August 6th? No, I think the opening... The opening slide said July 30th or something, didn't it? But it is August 6th, so these are the announcements for August 6th.